They could change the world, and it might have seemed possible simply by the force of their numbers. Don't like your college or high school courses? Go on strike. Don't like the way the nation's conducting its foreign policy? Take it to the streets.
This convention is held for the delegates of the great Democratic Party, not for anyone in any balcony trying to take over this meeting, and if they don't pick their heart,
what's their balcony? While everybody boos in the crowd, you can hear all around us. Sorry, I couldn't talk. A tear gas bomb just dropped about 2 feet from me, but the crowd is back now, even though they've been shooting these tear gas bombs into us.
I was walking down the street, and the cops started running after me. I said, I'm running, I'm going as fast as I can. They caught up with me. They hit me in the legs. I started to fall, and they hit me over the head. My head got cracked open. I started bleeding, and I started yelling, I'm bleeding, you've cracked my skull, and they yelled, go back to the park where you belong. You shouldn't be here. Get out of here, you hippie.
The case can be made for baby boomers as a generation of broken promises.
Like the Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco and, you know, rock and roll and peace, love. And my parents were hippies and I had a great time. Actually, I think the whole attitude in the 60s of kind of, you know, brotherhood and, I mean, it sounds real corny now, but I think it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a bad idea.
There was food on the table. There was always, you know, plenty just time and love and energy, and now it's just so hard.
Do you think you were misled to expect that when you grew up?
Oh, sure.
Our educations, and we are the most educated generation in the history of the U.S., don't get us what they were supposed to. Instead of upward, we face downward mobility. Our BAs, through the sheer force of their numbers, lose their meaning. The society that bore and educated us can't find us enough jobs. And the specter of those broken promises can be seen in the baby boom's alarmingly high suicide rate, the leading killer of young Americans after accidents.
If you're talking of the kinds of thing we see with suicide among the young, it's the primary changes have to do in this country with a change of roles for men and women, and with a change in the family, with a change in the kind of attitudes toward children and toward growing up, and with the fact that it just became harder to grow up to be a young man or young woman.
Dr. Herbert Hendon, director of the New York Medical College's Center for Psychosocial Studies and author of the soon-to-be-released book, Suicide in America. Baby boomers have reacted to their disappointments by, among other things, having fewer children than their parents did.
I feel the same way about having kids. I won't have them for a long time. I don't even know if I even want to have them.
Can you put your finger on what made you decide to put off having them?
A nuclear power, for one thing. The misuse of it. That's definitely one thing. And just the way the world's going today.
Baby boomers save less, preferring to live for today. Maybe a holdover from all those elementary school civil defense drills in preparation for the Cold War nuclear attacks that never came.
This was like the worst to me, and civil defense was heavy then. I don't know if you remember this, but this was like an overriding concern. They spent so much time talking about it that I had nightmares. I cared. First of all, they were very subtle. They told us, children, a siren means disaster. Dream about them often. When you hear a siren, go under a tree. Give up. It's too terrible. Don't even try to save yourself. Just take this pill. They taught us a siren means disaster. Then they had the foresight to blow a siren every day at 12 o'clock. Walking home from school with a lunch bag. What's that? Oh, it's just 12 o'clock. I used to second guess, what if the Russians bombed at 12 o'clock? They're not idiots.
We'll bomb at 12 o'clock, Ivan. They don't know. They think it's lunch.
We were given dog tags, which was one of the highlights of my school career. This was surely one of the most frightening things because they let information leak out that it could withstand a certain amount of heat. You know, and they got up, of course, with great subtlety. Children, not talking. Take these tags home. They're to be used in the event that you're burnt beyond recognition in a nuclear holocaust.
Very few baby boomers can aspire to raise their kids, should they have them, in a home as nice as the one their parents brought them up in.
Warm family, good, supposedly good values. No, nothing as such as poverty or dismay or despair, anything like that.
And do you think you're going to have that for your kids?
No, I don't.
And what of the future? We've changed the standard views of children, teens, and young adults. What next as the baby boom enters middle age?
There will be many more women who have made working their lifetime experience. And so there'll be an unprecedented rise in two-income couples. People, not just people in their 20s, but people in their 30s and 40s, and that these women will have a lot more money, and they will be able to spend it. These couples will be, because of the addition of another salary, and that there will be much more role mixture. That there will be many more heads of household who are female, with a male maybe at home adapting some of the child caring duties and things like that. Now that carries with it all kinds of implications, such as greater sales for Cuisinart, greater sales for microwave ovens, more travel. These people like to travel a lot. They have smaller families. It means that there'll be soup for one instead of family-sized servings of soup or laundry detergent. That it means the station wagon sales will be a little bit down, and that the two and four door cars should still hang in there. So there's a whole lot of things you can look at from the rise of the two income, few child family.
Advice for those looking to make a killing off the baby boom generation: find out where the pig's going to move next. We like rock and roll. We create a massive radio and recording industry feeling the pinch right now as the boom kids move on. We adopt blue jeans, and there's a denim shortage trying to keep up with the demand. Baby boomers feel flabby. America is into exercise and diet. We have problems, and the bestseller list is littered with self-help books. Follow our whims and malaise, and we'll make you rich. Baby boomers are a generation first paralyzed by their possibilities and now shackled by the lack of them. There will always be too many of us. The generation that told the world not to trust anyone over 30 is by and large 30-plus and will continue to be the tail that wags the dog. It may be a bumpy ride, but there is this consolation.
You will always be where the attention is. This is it. This is where it's at.
Wooden guitar, a hunk of French cheese, or a Cuban cigar. Maturity counts in a rock and roll star. Hey!
Loudon Wainwright III at NEWFM. This is FM, the radio magazine of the airwaves at 102.7 FM. Not only are baby boomers having fewer children, those who plan on becoming parents are putting off their blessed events while the prospective mother attends to her career. Stacey Kahn reports on a French study that recommends you don't put off till tomorrow the baby you can have today.
The theory that women find it harder to conceive as they get older is nothing new, but this study suggests that the ability to conceive begins to decline between the ages of 31 and 35, not after 35 as originally thought. A study definitely worth taking a look at, says Dr. Alan DeCherney, an associate professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the Yale School of Medicine.
Although people sense that this might be true, there were just as many people who thought that that perhaps this wasn't the case.
The findings are published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The study, conducted at 11 artificial insemination centers across France, includes almost 2,200 women, all whose husbands are sterile. The women were inseminated during each cycle over the course of 1 year and were given pregnancy tests on a regular basis. The results? 73% of the women 25 and under became pregnant. About the same figure, 74% of the 26 to 30-year-old group conceived, but only 61% of the women between 31 and 35 became pregnant. A significant drop there, and as expected, even less among those 35 and up. Should women seriously consider pushing their career plans aside to have their children? Not so fast, says Dr. DeCherney.
It's a study of French women rather than American women. It's a study of working women rather than a cross-section of the population. Patients that come for donor insemination are a pre-selected group, so that also enters into the formula.
And the loss of fertility could be attributed to other causes besides age, such as gynecological diseases and hormonal imbalances.
The most important message at this point is that it is something to think about. It sets up something we should look into and evaluate further, and it's provocative and thought-stimulating.
But certainly not anything, Dr. DeCherney says, that we would like to base any crucial decisions on. Not yet, anyway. I'm Stacy Kahn.
Someone's gonna have to explain it to me. I'm not sure what it means. My baby's feeling funny in the morning. She's having trouble getting into her jeans. Waistline seems to be expanding, although she never feels like eating a thing. I guess we'll reach some understanding when we see what the future will bring.
That's Jackson Brown on NEWFM.